and I'm sure we'll be discussing it in future. I'm going to continue just up to where we would have gone to the reading. I know we're going long. Patience. Your patience is appreciated. This shorthand of something George Eliot wrote about one of her characters keeps coming back to me. Dorothea, with questions, had wrought, made herself. The actual quote is, Dorothea, early troubling her elders with questions about the facts around her, had wrought herself into some independent clearness as to the historical, political reasons why eldest sons had superior rights and why land should be entailed, unquote. Self-creation. Self-creation is the source of authentic happiness, is what we've been arguing. And we've been arguing as well that we are made of words. As words form feelings in us, how does this happen? When the feelings are with you, the thoughts associated with those feelings are with you, which means we're made of feelings and thoughts, all one. As infants and small children, all of us had questions. And these questions provoked certain feelings in us. And when these feelings occurred, before we had words, we couldn't hold on to them. We were lost. They were lost because words that weren't true covered them up. And feelings themselves, we're learning from Alice, were denied to us, were disallowed by command of authority. And as those covered up feelings were us, our true selves, we were lost. Two. George Eliot also wrote that feelings are a sort of knowledge. And might it not be so that re-experiencing our earliest feelings triggers our earliest question, and vice versa? That with authentic thoughts development, our authentic self is summoned. And that this happens when we see with the eyes of the ancestors. The ones who figured out class, figured it out for us in this moment for us, and show us all we need to know. And with that knowing, the feeling knowledge comes back. The certainty that the truth we were born with is not just legitimate, but essential to our continued existence.